The county council starts with a work session at 3 p.m. Wednesday at the Colville Courthouse. They will be getting several updates, including reports from the Park City Chamber Bureau and the Sundance Festival. They will also talk about the county's hazardous material response program. Jasper said the issue is timely, given the recent tanker accident near Lambs Canyon on I-80 that spilled a large quantity of Waxy crude in Salt Lake County.
The Parley Summit one got dangerously it went into a highway drain all the way down to the stream and just barely got into the stream, and they were able to put booms up and stuff to, so you have that waxy crude oil starting to enter the stream, which I think is interesting, by the way, because they talk about it not flowing well, that it's almost more of a solid, but in this case it sure flowed.
He said several county agencies are involved in responding to these requests.
Our health department is involved. Certainly the first responders is through our fire department. They have a hazmat response team. We've been training in this process called incident command, and incident command would kick in. In this case, it would initially start out as the fire department being the incident commander. And we're going back over what and how Salt Lake County handled it with a little bit of our assistance, handled the last spill, and just making sure it's kind of lessons learned. Are we prepared to handle it? We have railroad cars going down Echo Canyon by streams, et cetera, et cetera.
As part of its formal session starting at 4:30, they will hear from the Canyon's affiliate TCFC PropCo. The company has appealed a determination from Development Director Pat Putt about how a structure is defined in the code. The dispute involves a retaining wall that's part of the site plan for the ski maintenance building.
They want to build an 18-foot retaining wall next to a well.
That's what Pat Putt voted against, or he ruled against a retaining wall on the plan, saying that a wall is a structure within the setback from the wetland, and the code doesn't allow that.
Yeah, the code says no structures within 40 foot of a wetland, and this is much closer than 40 feet. And so then they're saying, well, we don't think a retaining wall, an engineered retaining wall, is a structure. And the council get to hear that on appeal and hear their arguments pro and con.
We asked Jasper, though, why they're arguing about this detail when the whole building plan has been denied under his decision. Jasper said the appeal on the building will go to council in the next week or two. As for this week's appeal, he said that was the decision of TCFC.
I'm not part of their overall strategy. There's two issues. They will be appealing next week or the week thereafter my decision to the council about the maintenance facility. Just take it step at a time. It's all due process.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.